Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 457 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 39, The End of the Rangers, part 1.
It aired on November 16th, 2002, written by Jill Donlin and Kay Torp. Catherine Torpy.
Tor.
Directed by Jonathan Zacher.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't remember the last time he directed one.
JTZ. Is that stupid?
not too stupid. That's just stupid enough for us, I think. I'm trying to remember. Because he's like the executive producer right now. And he's the one who's like, I don't actually like Power Rangers. I like the Sentai. Because he's on Reddit a lot, I guess.
Oh, gross.
And so that's why this one is like, it is like, what if we just took Gal Ranger or whatever the hell this one was and made it? What if we just did that?
What if we just copy and paste it? No one will ever know.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about it before. I think a lot of the charm of Power Rangers is in the adapting, not the translating. So that's why I think Wild Force had a lot of rocky parts to it, maybe. Anyway, Jonathan Zacher, hopefully you do a good job directing if you're new here. Hey, everybody. It's a finale. Part one. Part two will come out on Friday, but part one is right now. And, I'm gonna mourn the end of the Power. I guess actually we're done. If this is the end of the Power Rangers,
yeah,
then this is probably our second to last episode, because what do we do if there's no more Power Rangers to talk about?
Well, look, there's so much Power Rangers in the zeitgeist now that I think we could make it work.
You're right. We'll just be a news show now. No, that'd be terrible.
Ugh.
I hate researching things. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. I will warn you that we have not recorded in one Gregorian month. I don't think. It's been at least 3 weeks, because I think we recorded, I think the 9th and the 10th. I think the 11th was maybe the last time we recorded. So
Do you want to know the only thing I remember about the last episode? Me saying, man, I hope we don't forget all this by the next time we record.
Yep. I vaguely remember Toxica and Jindrax leaving.
Yeah, they're just like walking down a dusty road.
Yeah, and they were born a rambling org. And I think they saved Shayla, and then Master Org turned into dust.
Oh, the Nexus caved in, and Master Org was meditating in there, and
he just was like, "I guess I'm sand now." Then that was that.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's enough to go on. Anyway, we're gonna go watch The End of the Rangers Part 1.
Wild Time. And we're back, and we just watched The End of the Power Rangers, Part 1.
Is it End of the Power Rangers? I was calling it End of the Rangers.
Maybe it's just End of the... I think it's End of the Rangers. What I'm getting confused with is because Max says, the Power Rangers are over, and he's, like, super excited
he's
about
so
it.
He's so jazzed about it. We'll get there in a second.
It is the End of the Power Rangers, Part 1.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, mea culpa. I messed up at the beginning. Josh, this is normally where... because we haven't, like, talked in about a month outside of, like, texting a little bit. So I haven't gotten to tell you about how I watched the Cats movie.
Oh, I saw the Twitter adventure.
That movie is something else. Shannon and I did an hour and 5 minute bonus episode for Kingdom Smarts that might end up on the Hey Jake and Josh Patreon too, just so everyone can hear us talk about that Cats movie. It's really weird. I highly recommend everybody goes out and sees it if it's still in theaters. It probably isn't. It didn't make any money.
I thought they were going to fix it.
There was a day one patch for the movie that they sent it was a week later. They're like, oops. And I don't know what they fixed. I didn't see anything too egregious in the one that I saw. So maybe I got the fixed version, but that does not mean it was good. Cause they weren't wearing mocap suits. So like all of the CG artists were just basically freehanding it.
Oh,
they were in green screen suits, but that's it. So there was nothing to like tag things to. So they were just kind of like, yeah, that's where her arm is. And this is what a collar would look like. There's a scene, and I think it's in the bad version. There's a scene where a character who does not get a name, even though he's in the whole movie, and is like the one of the main guys. His name's Munkus Trap, because they all have stupid ass names.
That sounds. I think that's exactly the general from the Power Rangers movie. I think that was Munkus Trap.
I think you're right. I think that might have been Munkus Trap. So he's standing there, and Rebel Wilson, the worst cat, is talking, and he's just. He's just collar just bouncing up and down his neck. And it's like, that's how breathing works, right? It's like your collar breathes with you.
Oh, no.
It's an enjoyable movie. It's extremely weird. I had a lot of conflicting thoughts, and I came out a changed man.
No, yeah,
there are now two parts of my life. There's before cats and after cats.
I need to ask you the question.
Okay.
I think this is the big Cats question. Everyone who's seen Cats needs to answer the one burning question that everybody wants to know.
Okay.
How horny is the movie about cats?
Weirdly horny. It's not like softcore porn or anything. It's not, you know,
right,
it's
but,
nothing I
but
watch.
But they're like, but they're sexy humanoid cats.
There is at least 100 different times where if the movie cut away, you would probably be correct in thinking, oh, those cats just had sex. Like every time it like leaves somewhere, it's like those cats are probably having sex now because it's just weirdly horny, like just in the air the whole time. And then there's the sexy cat, Bombalurina, played by Taylor Swift, and they really want you to want to have sex with this cat. Because she's the only one they give titties to.
That's the egg sex.
That's where Taylor Swift cat cues her eggs. So that's basically all I have for Cats talk. I haven't seen Star Wars yet. I'm going to see Star Wars today, but I did make sure I saw Cats.
Jake, Star Wars is so bad because two girls kiss in it, I think.
Well, God, burn it down.
Boy, do
all
people
Star
hate
Wars.
That.
All Star Wars. You know who doesn't kiss? Two boys. Finn and Poe do not kiss because Oscar Isaacs is so mad that those two characters are not boyfriends. It is amazing how upset he is about this. I think like his last check from Disney cleared, and so he's just going all out. Yeah, I want to see it because I hear it's bad, and because Jane Nicholson did a video on how much she didn't like it, and the only person I want to hear talk about Star Wars is Jane Nicholson, so I feel like I should see the movie so I can hear her talk about it. Anyway, Josh, this is a Monday episode,
yeah.
But because it's the part one of the finale, we're going to get all the stuff out. Oh, it's been so long, I forgot that heyjakeandjosh.com is our website. Which is updated through Lost Galaxy for real, not just speculatively like the last four episodes I've been saying, but for real.
That's
it's
right.
Updated.
I actually did it.
Yeah. So you can go there, listen to everything up through Lost Galaxy. You can also go to our classic feeds. Did you ever get onto those to update through InSpace?
Yeah.
On the second one?
Yeah. The second one is all the way through InSpace. It should be.
Hot damn. Everything's up. You can listen to most of our stuff. If you need to.
Now I need to double check. I don't know if I actually did that or if I just thought I did. So
if you thought about it.
So
I
didn't.
I did that like 400 times over vacation. Speaking of which, you'll be happy to know that I had three pilgrims while back home because Earl's is even closer to where I live now.
I have not done InSpace yet.
Okay, just kidding.
So
lied about that one.
That'll happen soon.
Well, hopefully by the time this goes up next week. So if you get a minute. Anyway, yeah, go listen to our old episodes. In those places, you can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Northern Spy Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on Podbay. We're on Podbaby. We're on End of the Podcasts. Is that anything?
I don't think so. Unless it's just the final episode of every defunct podcast.
Ooh, I like that. Every podcast that just stopped, it's just the final episode.
And more than half of them end with, we'll see you next time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I know Gascast did probably.
Well, we have a new one of those now, so.
Yep. So, yeah, hey.
And we cleaned out our closet, and I found the plug for my old computer, so I might actually be able to put it on the real feed.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hopefully I have the login saved on that one.
Oh, God willing. Anyway, you can go leave us a rating review in any of those places. You can also go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh for as little as $1 a month to get some neat stuff in return. You get some bonus episodes starting this month. We're going to start doing bonus episodes. Probably next week we'll record something because we'll be done recording Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Except for whatever bonus episodes. By the way, if you got ideas for bonus episodes you'd like to hear, toss it to us. No guarantee we'll do them, but it might happen. That website again is patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. Josh, speaking of ratings and reviews, we got a new one?
We do. We got one new one.
Heck yes.
Now I need to pull it back up because I left it and I went to the classic feed. it's okay. It's short and sweet.
Dope.
So this one, iTunes does this cool thing, or I guess Apple Podcasts does this cool
Apple
thing.
Podcasts.
Where if the review is too recent, it doesn't tell you the date. It just says that it was on Friday. So last Friday, we got a new review on Apple Podcasts by Ghost Ghost Star.
Okay.
It's a 5-star review and it's titled hashtag Podlickums.
Oh, this is okay. Yeah.
And it's just a list. So Morphin Grid is Pomangos.
Okay. This Podlickums is the a bit we did where we wanted people to tell us what they think our podcast would taste like if they were made into foods.
Morphin Grid is Pomangos, which is a fantasy fruit, but I can kind of sense what that would taste like. And I think maybe the Morphin Grid tastes like a pomango.
I feel like the Morphin Grid would probably taste like a pomango.
Kingdom Smarts is sea salt ice cream.
Sure, obviously.
And Pokemon World Tour is Rage Candy Bars, which is all one word. So congratulations on spelling Rage Candy Bars correctly.
The first person to do it since the Pokemon games. Nice. Well, thank you very much. Ghost Star. Ghost Ghost Star. That sounds like a JoJo reference, which I only barely understand is a thing. We got some new patrons. You ready to thank some patrons, Josh?
I am.
You know, it's great. In like a month and a half, we're going to just read all of our patrons again. So everybody get ready for that.
I can't wait. That'll be a whole bonus episode.
It'll be a 20-minute. The time code will be in the description. First new patron is Locke.
Thank you, Locke.
What is this? Digi Darkness.
Thanks, Digi.
Peter S. is a patron.
Thank you, Peter.
So is Monica N.
Thank you, Monica.
And I believe that is all of our new patrons. Thank you very much. Thank you to everybody who is a patron. We really appreciate it. We have at least one email. I haven't actually looked at the emails in a minute, but I know we have one. And it is from... Oh, we have another one, but that's for like if we do a Q&A episode. This one is from Benny. If I can just find the damn... There it is. It was sent in December, so... Had a couple things between then and now. This is from Benny. This is the final Animal Facts. Animal Facts number 5, King of the Cats 8, climax. Sorry, 13. King of the Cats 13. Forgot what Roman numerals... I love Roman numerals. It's my favorite regional variant of that Pokemon. Benny says, hello, this is my favorite of our Animal Facts series. I've loved tigers since I was a kid. It's my Eastern Zodiac sign, and my undergrad's mascot was a tiger. Like the lion, tigers are in the genus Panthera and have the species name Panthera tigris. There's a debate about the number of subspecies, but there seems to be two, P.T. tigris and P.T. Sundaica? I'm not sure how you would pronounce that. The former can be split into 5 types? Of tigers, Bengal, Siberian, South China, Indochinese, and Malayan. The Sumatran tiger is the only living tiger that is Panthera sundaica. They are magnificent ambush predators scattered throughout Eastern Asia and Southeast Asia. Just doing the animal facts has gotten a bit old, so here's a short list of famous tigers from mythology and pop culture. Tony the Tiger, serial mascot. By who? The White Tiger of the West, which represents autumn and the West in Chinese and other East Asian cultures' constellations. Hobbes, friend of Calvin. Shere Khan, from Kipling's The Jungle Book. Tiger, with a Y, T-Y-G-E-R, the creature used in heraldry, known for its swiftness. That's like on, like, flags and crests of arms. That's what heraldry is, which I learned from James Bond, because it was a whole extended 20-minute bit about it in Honor Majesty's Secret Service. And wrapping this up, here's some fast tiger facts. Number one, they are the largest cats in the world and the third largest land carnivore, right behind the Bear Brothers. Stripe patterns are unique to each individual tiger, like fingerprints. That's bananas.
That makes sense, though.
It does. It's just a lot of different kinds of stripes.
They all look the same from a distance.
I'm not smart enough to tell tigers apart. A group of tigers is called a streak. A streak of tigers. That's pretty neat.
I just want someone to send in a list of all the animal group names that you know.
Oh, yes.
Because, man, those are just fascinating.
Some of them are weird. Some of them are, like, really obvious, and some are, like, a murder of crows, yeah. Which everyone knows, but still, like, who looked at crows and went, that's a bunch of crows. That's a murder. A tiger's hind legs are longer than its front legs, which help it leap better. That's weird. Tigers only succeed in hunting down and killing prey one in every 15 or so attempts, so they are just cats.
Yeah. Well, what happens is they catch it, and then they just flip it up in the air for 10 minutes until it runs away.
Then they throw it on the ground and bat it around, and it scatters away. And they're like, beans, I should have just ate it while I had the chance.
Now I'm still hungry, damn.
Oh, dang. Number six, yes, tigers are good swimmers, but people lifting that up like it's a crazy trait for a big cat is annoying. Jaguars are also good swimmers, and that means 2 out of 5 species of big cats are good swimmers, lions, leopards, and snow leopards being the other three. I guess those ones don't swim if they don't have to.
Or if they do, they're not very good at it.
They're not great at it. I hear you. A tiger roar can be heard from 2 miles away. That's terrifying.
That's like a boom of thunder.
Can you imagine just being somewhere and hearing a tiger roar and be like, well, that's within 2 miles of me.
I better build a house right here and
I
never
should
go
build
outside.
A shelter. Yeah, I'm going to build a castle real quick. And that's it. I'm going to bring some animal facts about some of the other animals represented in the Zords with me for By the Numbers. Glad you all survived the season. Hope you're ready for Ninja Storm. I think we're ready. I'm very excited to see the numbers on this one. Thank you very much, Benny, for these animal facts. If you heard a tiger roar right next to you and you could also hear it 2 miles away, that would break your eardrums, right? That would be like being struck with lightning.
I would think so. Unless it's like a weird the waveform of a tiger roar is like it's not super loud, but it's designed to travel.
It travels well. Maybe. Either way, I don't want to be on the business end of a tiger roaring because that usually means you're going to get murdered by a tiger.
Yeah. I've been to numerous zoos and I've never heard a tiger roar.
Same. So hopefully I can keep that up.
Also, speaking of the Eastern Zodiac, I also am a tiger.
Oh.
So represent.
I'm a snake.
When were you born?
89.
You're a snake. You're snake in the grass.
Hell yeah. I'm sneaky. I'm going to get you. I'm going to bite you with poison.
Jake the Snake.
That's me. One of the... My dad says I was named after him. I don't know how accurate that is, but it's probably a little bit. You want to talk about Power Rangers now?
We probably should.
Probably ought to.
Yeah.
We start off with them partying like it's a New Year's celebration. Everyone's having fun. They all got goofy hats and those little horn things.
The little what horn things?
The little horn things, you know.
You blow into it and it goes...
Yeah, those ones. You know.
Yeah.
They got those. And they also got dumb hats and, like, you know, 2002 glasses on or whatever. They set up, like, a camera and they take, like, a group photo and they're like, yeah. And then Max, a.k.a. Buzz Killington, is like, yeah, Power Rangers are done with. We never have to do Power Rangering again. The music stops. like just dead.
Yeah, and everyone gets bummed out.
And Alyssa literally just like slumps down into a seat and they're like, thanks, Max. Cool job. So then we cut to Cole and Taylor and they're talking on like a bridge overpass something. And they're like, well, what are we going to do now? And Cole's like, are you going to go back to the Air Force? And she's like, the only reason I joined the Air Force was to find the Animarium. And I did that. Yeah, so.
Mission accomplished. And they think I'm dead.
So maybe I'll just let them keep thinking I'm dead, I guess. So that's what I'm going to do. Might need to find a new social security number. But other than that, I forget what the next part of this is. But she's like, you know, we're just going to go on living. We just got to, that's all we can do. Just keep on keeping on. And it's very somber and, like, kind of nice for them to have, a moment of, like, hey, we're friends. Because we haven't really gotten that since they stopped since Taylor stopped hating Cole. We haven't really got, like, them just, like, hanging out. Which we haven't really got a ton of, period, for most of the Rangers.
Yeah, there's not been a lot of hangout episodes.
Yeah.
It's all business. Wild Force is all business.
It's all business. It's half a mullet.
You need
his business up front, and that's it.
The good seasons are full mullets.
Yeah, you need to have a party in the back at some point. So then we cut to, speaking of hanging out, we cut to Danny and Max on a playground.
They're just on, like, monkey bars. Like, with a bunch of kids behind them. And we know that Max, I think, is maybe 10 years old.
Yeah, up to 13
but
years
he,
old.
He is also an adult man.
Yeah, and Danny is also a baby, but an adult man. And they are just hanging out on a playground, which I don't think you're allowed to do if you don't have a child with you. I feel like there's probably a law about that. And they're both like, hell yeah, fuck Power Rangers. We're done.
Yeah.
We did all the work anyway.
And Danny's like, heck yeah, we did. And I don't think that's true.
No.
If Taylor heard you say that, she would smash your heads together.
Yeah, she might break your skulls. Do we get to see Alyssa at all during this little montage scene?
I don't think so.
Because we go to Merrick, and I was like, did we miss a shot of Alyssa being sad somewhere or something? So we cut to Merrick, and he's trying to sneak out of Willie's. And Willie's like, hey, where are you going? You leaving without saying goodbye? And he's like, I was going to try.
He looks at Willie and he's like, my duty in Turtle Cove is, or Turtle Bay?
Turtle Cove.
Turtle Cove. My duty in Turtle Cove is done, and I must away now. And Willie's like, okay.
And he's like, you can take care of this place by yourself, right? And Willie's like, yeah, probably.
I did before you got here, and I basically did while you were here.
And he's like, so where are you going now? And Merrick's like, I don't know. The world is so different than what I remember. And like, does Willie know that you're 3,000 years old? Because otherwise that's a weird... Unless you're like, I'm Amish.
Right.
Don't worry about it. I'm on an extended Rumstrika. I think Merrick should have said, wherever the wind takes me.
Yeah, but Merrick sucks and the writers don't like him either. So
yeah, so he doesn't deserve to have a line that would kind of wrap things up. We cut to Shayla cleaning up after the party, and she's like, well, I guess all things come to an end, as she, like, stacks glittery party hats together.
Takes everybody half-eaten cake plates.
Yeah, there's, like, just chips everywhere and confetti all over the place. She's like, all right, well, I guess we're done for.
I guess I just curl up in the fountain.
Go sit in the squirt pool forever now. So we cut to the Nexus, and it's all destroyed. And underneath some rubble, there's a green glow. And up pops what we will learn is the Orghart, and which we probably learned last time was the Orghart, but which I forgot was the Orghart.
I think we saw it last time. It was that weird little mine thing that he put on in his little like cup pedestal.
Yeah, see, I remember the mine. I forgot that the mine turned into like an organic squishy version of that.
Yeah.
So I was like, is this an oven mitt? What am I looking at? It's hard to tell. It's the Orghart. It goes up. We cut back to the Animarium. The pool does the biggest squirt you've ever seen.
It
right all over Shayla.
Yeah, it blasts all over Shayla.
Just all over her.
And so she calls the Rangers and she's like, guys, I just saw the biggest squirt I've ever seen.
It got everywhere. There's orgs back. So they're like, okay, how? I thought we finished all the orgs. And so then we cut to people running and screaming as vines crawl all over the city.
That's weird, right? Because the orgs are like pollution and poison and death. And so Master Org makes vines, which are plant life.
Yeah.
So that's like weird.
I think we talked about this before when we first saw him pop up, because it's like he just came out of mud, which isn't poison. It's not like mud's not pollution. It's just wet dirt.
That was toxic mud, though.
And like poison exists in nature. Like there are plants and trees and stuff. So he's not just poison. He's like pollution, but he's vines.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what that's supposed to be about. But he's back now. The Rangers are there. And like they're in the city, and he like walks up, and he's got a whole new face and outfit. He's in his like regular cloak, but he like rips that off, and he's got like a nose and a mouth, and he's a bunch of eyes and a bunch of noses and mouths and all that. He's just all the previous org generals smished together.
He's a big face.
Yeah, not like a regular face like you would imagine.
No, he's a big face with a head.
Yeah, he has a head which has several extra eyes on it, and I would not be surprised to learn that, like, if his ears are also mouths or something weird like that.
Yeah. He doesn't have big floppy ears like Nazor, though.
No. So the Rangers morph, and then they go to jump him, and they all get blasted in one hit, and they get knocked down, and they get back up again, and they start fighting. And I'm going to let you all know right now, most of this episode is just Power Rangers getting their asses beat.
Yep.
That's all that happens, really.
Master Org is too strong.
He's so strong, and he has a couple ninja tricks in him. So, like, that's a bummer for the Power Rangers. Cold gets in the Animarium armor and flies at him and gets knocked out of the sky.
He gets his wing cut off.
I didn't see that.
He cuts the left wing off of the armor.
So, I think this was intended to be the final episodes of Power Rangers, like the for real end of the Power Rangers, which is why it was called that.
Disney bought it and was like, we're killing it. It's over. Disney's
like, we just want seasons 1 through 3 that we can play again forever. And we're going to reversion.
Oh.
That came much later. That was I think after RPM, they did like a little bit of the reversion, which I've been thinking about rewatching the first seasons of Power Rangers. And I might just watch the reversioned one up until it ends.
If you want to watch it in the worst way.
I kind of do. I don't know.
If you want it to be a visual comic book.
I want it to be like an episode of Beakman's World, but bad.
Well, have we got the reversions for you? Oh,
thank God. Thank Walt for this gift. So Cole gets his ass knocked out. He gets the Nexus Blade, which is the big sword that all the generals had in the last episodes. And he slashes them apart, and everybody blows up. And then he just grows. He just like grows, and they're like, how is he doing that? And it's like, well, by now you should know that they can just grow if they want, if, they're, if they're properly motivated. So he grows, and then Animus just shows up out of nowhere. Remember how Animus like died or something and left and was like, I'm gone forever?
He just peaced out. He's like, I'm going to go sit on Jupiter or whatever, or something. I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah, bye. And then he leaves. Well, he just shows up for no reason. And so cool. Glad Animus is back to Deus Ex Machina this bit.
Except Animus also gets his ass beat by Master Org.
Shayla runs up and is like, we need to go. Master Rook's too powerful. And Merrick is not budging. She's like, Merrick. And he's like, I can't leave Animus again, like 3,000 years ago. And so he gets into Predazord and they start fighting with Animus. Animus is like about to be murdered. And, Merrick blocks it with the like crocodile sword thing or alligator sword thing. Sorry. And then immediately they just both get knocked down again and murdered. He's like, yeah, I stopped you once, and that was it. And then they just get wrecked. Animus blows up.
Animus explodes. He hits the Predazord so hard that Merrick flies out of it and loses his Power Ranger. ability.
He lands unmorphed and dirty.
Yeah, and then
so
his,
he got hit hard.
And then his morpher disappears.
Well, his the three Zord crystals float down right in front of him and then explode. They're dead now.
Yeah. And then his morpher disappears.
And he's like, my morpher.
Or his growl phone.
He calls it his lunar collar, which I think is supposed to be a pun.
Collar like a dog collar?
Like a dog collar. But also what you can make phone calls with.
I mean,
with.
I guess, like, curmudgeon-y old people when telephones were first invented probably called them collars.
They're collars. Well, you know, there's an old Mitch Hedberg bit about how naming appliances is probably the easiest job you can get. What's that do? It keeps things fresh. Well, that's a fresher. I'm going on break. So I think, like, what's that do? It makes phone calls. That's a collar. See you later. See you Monday. So, yeah, so they're dead, and Kite's on the ground, like, unconscious. So Merrick runs over to him. Master Org's like, aha, now I will kill you both now.
You can notice it a little bit, because it's Master Org. His new voice is, like, super filtered and, like, and processed.
It's monstered up a little, yeah.
But it's the same guy, and you can tell by the way he says some words.
At first, I was like, is this different? Because when he, like, shows up, he's like, the Power Rangers. Like, the filter, like, kind of canceled out his accent for a second, but then immediately after that, he's like, I am Jacques Jacques Chalak from the Frozen North Me. It's like, okay. So he's like, I will kill you now. And he goes to step on them. And then the Animarium rams into him. So I guess Shayla's just had this in her back pocket that she can just drive it around if she wants.
It looks ridiculous because it's just like an image of the Animarium superimposed over it. And it just bumps him in the chest.
It only looks like a turtle from one angle.
Yeah, and
so
it
it's
is,
just a big rock.
It is wildly inconsistent with the back half of this episode.
With how
big the Animarium is.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that pretty soon. So the Animarium tractor beams Kite and Merrick up. So I guess that's how they've been getting up there. There's a little turtle butthole that it tractor beams you up into. And then it flies away, and then we go to the Animarium, and they're all just looking at Kite dying. And Kite's like, Power Rangers, I'm sorry, I wasn't strong enough to do anything. And remember, you're the guardians of the Earth. And then dies and turns into a shower of sparks and floats into heaven. Hopefully for the last time. So that's a curtain wrap on Kite. They're like, Animus is gone, and everyone's sad, and I'm like, I'm not very sad about that part.
I'm sad he came back, even if it was only for 2 minutes to get killed.
Right. Okay, so in the next episode, there's got to be some wrap-up stuff, right? There's going to be some wrap-up at the end. If it maybe feels like we could have used about 3 more minutes of wrap-up, then I'm going to blame Animus for showing up just to be there. So just everyone keep that in your pocket. I'm calling my shot that maybe there will be a little too much Animus in this that took from somewhere else. So then Master Org turns into a purple tornado, spins, and lands on the Animarium, which he was just bigger than. He's still giant.
It just bumped him in the chest, and now it is a continent.
It's got to be huge because it's like a giant zoo for enormous 8-story tall robot animals, right?
Yeah, none of them live together.
Yeah, they all live like in their own area, so it's got to be enormous. So when we saw the Animarium bump into him, it should have been like if a semi truck hit me.
right? Yeah,
like something big enough for me to stand on anyway. But no, he just lands on it. The Red Lion roars, and then the Falcon Zord shoots out. And they're like, the Falcon Zord and the Red Lion are trying to protect us. The Red Lion doesn't move.
No, it just stands on its rock and is like, rawr.
The Red Lion's going to wait for its opportunity later. The Falcon does fly in and get murdered.
Mm-hmm. Cole is very upset about that.
Yeah, the Falcon does the, like, wing freeze, like the stare that's supposed to, like, paralyze you. It only works for like a second, and then he gets chopped in half, and then Cole's Falcon Crystal in his pocket starts glowing, and he pulls it out, and then it explodes in his hand. And like, that's got to be pretty rough, right? To be like, it's gone now. It's just destroyed. So I also say that because something else happens later that I think is like a nice callback to this that like I just want to point out. So okay. Pin in this. The Zords call them. The Zords are like, hey, Power Rangers, maybe we should do something about this. So the Power Rangers morph. Is the morph sequence like weirdly extended? I don't remember them ever spinning around in a circle a bunch before it goes to like their profile view of their head. I don't know if that's just me or not.
That might be new. I don't know. I just, the only thing I remember is they turn into a dumb phone man for a second. And like, they've been doing that the whole time. Every time I'm like, why do they do that? That's so stupid.
Because phones were new. They thought they were the cutting edge technology. Everyone's going to love their flip phone forever. So they get in the Kongazord. It's the gorilla, the rhino, the Ardillo, and the bear brothers. They start fighting. They get their asses beat. They do the blast punches, and then they're like, they're not like winning. But then the other Zords show up: the elephant, the deer, and the giraffe. And they like help the deer sprays. What's the Pokemon move that paralyzes? Is it just paralyzed powder?
Oh, it's stun spore.
Stun spore. So deer casts stun spore on Master Org. He like freezes and drops his sword.
I thought I missed the deer like shaking the powder out of its antlers or whatever it did.
Really? Because it seemed like a long shot.
Or maybe I just blacked out while I was watching. Yeah,
maybe. You're like, oh no, the deer, they might start singing again.
But I look up, Master Org just like stops moving and drops his sword, and I was like, did this MF-er just run out of batteries?
No, he got stun spore.
Yeah, but then Shayla's like, the deer zord paralyzed him.
It's like, cool that he can do that. Why didn't you do that every time, deer zord? You got your stupid song every morning. You at least pitch in.
Remember the deer zord's whole power is it can yeet an org into space, and it only did
it
that one.
You and eats
it
you.
Only did that one time.
Yeah, deer zord sucks. Which I hate. I love deers. I hate that the deer zord sucks. So they do the final strike, which is a, how do I gently put what happens? A viscous white liquid is shot all over the Animarium when he blows up.
Master Org squirts.
Yep. I think if it was a little shaving creamier, I would say that he's Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, but it's
super wet.
It's a wet, sticky liquid,
but it's,
that just is yeah. all it got. It just blasted all over everything.
I mean, there's really only one thing.
I think we all know what it looks like. But then the Org Heart is still there. They're like, what is that gross thing? And then it turns back into Master Org, and they're like, oh, beans. That didn't work.
Who left their old-fashioned leather canteen on the Animarium?
And he's like, I have the Org Heart, so I cannot be defeated. And then he kills the deer, because the deer tries to paralyze him again. So he kills the deer, and then he kills the elephant, and then he kills the giraffe. And when I say kills them, I mean he slashes them, and then they explode into bits. They dead. And then all their crystals start popping, and then they get like slashed a couple times. So the Kongazord blows up and dies, and then the lion's there, and the lion's like, hey, you haven't beat us yet.
I guess I need to get up now.
I should probably I ate, so I was a little sleepy, but I guess I'll do something. So the Rangers and like the original Zords are like, we're still gonna fight, but you know, but they're roaring. I just assume that's what they're saying. Because the Rangers are like, oh, yeah, and they're, like, cheering them on. And I actually kind of like that.
Like, well, this is when all their crystals in their pockets glow.
Yeah.
And Taylor's like, oh, the Wild Zords are saying they want to fight. Because she can understand them now. Because she hung out with Cole one time.
Yeah. And, yeah, so now she knows exactly what they sound like and how that translates. So we get the wild Megazord. The Rangers are like cheering them on. They're like, yeah, because like the shark like bites, like the shark fist bites it. And Magic's like, yeah, shark, that's how we do. And then like the there's like a the punch from the tiger, and I was like, yeah, White Tiger, kick his ass. And I was like, I just like this. It's weird that they aren't in there, but I, you know, I like it.
Yeah, because then like, now that brings up the question is when they are in there, what are they doing?
I don't know. Because the soul bird also blew up.
Yeah.
Because they got in the soul bird to go to the Kongo Zord. That blew up too.
This is just your vanilla, out of the box, launch Nintendo 64. This is no expansion pack Wild Zords.
Yeah. You can't play Majora's Mask on this.
No way. You can't play
Donkey Kong 64 on this.
Put it in the trash.
Throw it away. So they do the Mega Roar, which is when every mouth on it opens up and blasts something. And so that doesn't kill him. He like shakes it off and like slashes through him, and it knocks the Megazord down. And they're like, oh no, the Megazord's done for. Then the Megazord gets back up, and I'm like, hell yes. That's what I like in Power Rangers. And the Megazord gets stabbed, like run through, and just dies. And then like one by one, like they burst apart. And then so one by one, Master Org executes all of the Wild Zords. And it's rough. The lion crystal, the crystals all blow up. The lion crystal, Cole grabs and holds, he clasps his hand around it, and it blows up in his hands.
Yeah.
But all the pieces are still in his hand when he opens it. And that's like the callback that I was talking about, is like the Red Falcon just blew up and now the pieces are everywhere. But he like still has all the pieces of the Red Lion. And I feel like the symbolism there of like, I can't let you go, even if, you know, you're blowing up. I got to do what I can.
Yeah. I thought it was either... The emotion he was going for was either, like, holding it together, like, I can't believe this has happened, like, I'm not gonna let go, or if I push on you hard enough, you can't die.
Yeah. that's kind of how I read it. I'm sure it's supposed to be the other way, but I like the idea of, like, my last-ditch effort is just physically trying to hold this thing together. So then Master Org... He's just standing there, and the Rangers are all like, all of our Zords are dead. Oh, no. What do we do? And their Morphers disappear. They're like, oh, and our Morphers are gone. Oh, we're not Power Rangers anymore. Oh, no. And then Master Org stabs the Animarium with his sword and knocks it out of the sky and then teleports down.
He stabs it so hard that the T-Rex wakes up.
Yep. They had the footage queued up from like 4 or 5 episodes ago when they just used it randomly that one time. And they're like, put it in. It looks good. It still looks pretty cool.
It's a good ground-splitting animation. We could just reuse it.
And so that knocks the Animarium off its axis and starts, you know, crashing. He teleports down. He's like, hey, humans, the age of the orgs is now. Humans are over. You're canceled. I'm gonna come eat you, I guess. I don't know. And then he makes it rain poison because it kills all the trees. Like all the leaves fall off the trees immediately. And then a bunch of nutties are there, and it's just pouring rain. Nutties are running around menacing people in the rain. And then we cut up to the Animarium nosediving into the ground. Cole like grabbing a vine to hold on to something.
Yeah, they're all like Shayla is just rolling down it.
Just rolling downhill, yeah.
They're all, like, digging their hands into the dirt and grabbing at any, like, grass or tree roots or whatever they can get their hands on to not fall off of it. It's pretty intense.
It is. And then that's where the episode ends.
Yep.
So, Josh, I started.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best?
I don't know. I don't know what the best is.
Yeah, I don't know either. Animus dying was pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
But I don't think I want to best that. I think the best is a real small one, but I think the best is Taylor being like, well, no, I only joined the Air Force to find the Animarium when I did that. So I guess now we're just going to have to go live our lives.
Yeah,
like,
she's like, I'm a ghost now. It's time to become someone completely new.
Yeah.
And live just a regular life now.
Hi, I'm Taylor with an E now. Teylor, what's up?
I was thinking
totally different.
T-A-E.
Taylor.
Taylor.
Hi, I'm Taylor. She should just be a Kamen Rider. Just go be a Kamen Rider now, Taylor. What else you got going on? So that's, I think that's my best. It's just that little... that, and also, I like that moment between them. It's just like...
That was nice.
Hey, you know.
I'm agreeing, yes.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if that trailed off because you were thinking of something or not. What's the worst?
It's either Animus just like walking into the battlefield out of nothing.
Yeah.
Or Max and Danny on a playground talking about how they were the best Power Rangers, when quite the opposite, I think, is true.
Ooh, yeah, those are tricky. I think I'm still going to give it to Animus just because he does not deserve any points at all.
Yeah.
So, Animus, you the worst forever. I'm glad you're dead. Don't come back. Don't you come back.
For clarity, I'm going to agree with that as well.
Okay, who's the MVP?
Master Org?
Yeah, that's an option. I'm going to give it to Cole. Just because that bit where he's trying to hold the lion together. I really like that.
Yeah. All they did was get their butts kicked. So it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to say who did the best when they all did pretty terrible.
They all just got their asses whipped like the whole time, start to finish. To illustrate, we started talking about this episode when we were at 25 minutes recording time. We are at 53 minutes recording time. Nothing happened besides them getting their asses beat. So we didn't even spend 30 minutes talking about it.
Yeah, this whole episode was just Master Org kills the Zords one at a time, and that's all that happens.
Which is, like, kind of gruesome to watch when you think about it, because they're just bursting, they're just exploding into bits. But
it's
like,
not a lot to talk about.
You know, there's only so many ways I can say that.
It's not a lot of jokes to make when all the big animals are dying.
Yeah, well, you know, because, like, that's just happening in real life, and it sucks. So yeah, that's it. We don't have to rank it because this is part one of a two-parter, so we will rank it on Friday when we finish out the end of the Power Rangers and Wild Force is put to bed. So that'll be Friday, but until then,
may the power protect you.
Are they buzz? I can't hear him.
It's in, because we have those ceiling lights that have like the glass covers that you have to screw onto it. He's just on the glass part, just buzzing around. Wild. Anyway, that should have been enough at the top.
I think that's probably enough.